Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This series is going back to where Jimmy Hoffa is.
I love it. See, there you go. I love it. It just fits. It's so funny. Every time they play, why haven't we thought of this in the many years we've been here doing this? Right? Why haven't we thought about it? They play every year. The series is going back to the Meadowlands. We finally did. Took us a little while to get to it. Sal Capaccio with you. That's Josh Schmidt pushing the buttons. It's his last day. It's his last hour with me producing. Man, so Josh is leaving us here at WGR, but we'll still stay in touch, buddy. You never know. Maybe back here for once or twice for something going on. Who knows, right?
Hey, I'm going to be on tonight.
Oh, there you go. Well, you're not producing for me, but you'll be on. Wait, what's going on tonight? What is it?
Sabres Prospects Challenge down at Harbor Center. I'll be doing the pregame, postgame, and intermissions with Brian and Paul.
It is that time of year again. We're starting to talk about Sabres on the ice in some capacity.
Yeah, I mean, training camp starts next week. Which is crazy.
It's crazy to think about.
There's actual hockey games this month. Preseason starts later this month.
That's right.
It's nuts.
This is the Nortown Automotive Extra Point Show here on a Buffalo Football Friday, brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. Call the Eights. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's Hometown Fuel. Game day ready since 1922. We will have Sean McDermott at some point here in the next, hopefully, 10 minutes or so, but we'll keep you updated. So be ready as soon as Sean joins us. We'll bring him to you. We'll ask about Ed Oliver, the rest of the injuries, anybody who's declared out, where that's trending for some of these guys, Tre'Davious White. And, of course, a look at the New York Jets, what they were able to do against the Pittsburgh Steelers last week. We also want to get Patrick Hammer on. We will do that at the bottom of the hour. Of course, he is WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist. He'll give you a little update on weather this weekend in New York. I was saying earlier, you know, I was sidetracked to say, because we got into the New Jersey thing, this is, I love going to New York City this time of year. I really do. I think it's a fantastic summer city. I know everybody says Chicago, great summer city. It is. And that was great. But New York is a really great summer city. It's a great city in general. But there's just so much. The restaurants, it's amazing. Love going there. Walk around downtown, midtown Manhattan, and, you know, Central Park. It's really great. And I think we're going to hear from Pat in a little while that if you're going to the game, you should have pretty good weather. We'll see, though. Maybe a chance for something coming up there, but we'll talk with him in a little while here on the Nortown Automotive Extra Point Show. Did you watch the football game last night, Josh? Did you watch any of the Packers Commanders last night?
I did not. I had to head off to sleep to get up early this morning.
Okay, well, that's okay.
Terry McLaurin let my fantasy team down, by the way. What's going on? What's wrong with Scary Terry? Why is he not doing nothing?
This is a really good conversation. It actually leads into, it's so funny because remember last year you had, man, C.J. Stroud looked amazing, and last year he just was not great. And then this year, it's all about Jaden Daniels, and he's been okay, but he hasn't been, like, wowing and blowing away Jaden Daniels, right? And then Drake May, too, second-year quarterback, looked really good last year. I told you what Dan Shaughnessy wrote about this year's a referendum on him. He didn't look that great. It's just funny. I think those second-year quarterbacks, a lot of times the league just kind of sees you. They catch up to you a little bit. But how about for the Packers, Jaden Reed, broken collarbone. He's out 6 to 8 weeks, right? I mean,
they were already having some injury problems with Matthew Golden, too.
Yes.
Like they're,
oh, yeah.
They're kind of having some issues there.
Yeah, and remember last year it was all talk about their young wide receivers and how good they were, and it's not untrue. But, you know, they have now, the Packers are kind of built like the Bills, where you get a lot of pass catchers and guys who can do a lot of things. And Tucker Kraft was the, I was thinking of Tyler Croft for a minute. Tucker Kraft is his name, right? The tight end for the Packers. He was monster last night. He was great last night. You know, he had a big game. Let me look at his, let me pull up his numbers here. Kraft last night, 8 catches, 124 yards and a touchdown. Yeah, you're right. Terry McLaurin, 5 for 48. I hate, like, fantasy's funny because I played against Terry McLaurin in one league, but not the other leagues I'm in. I'm in like 4. And I had Brandon McManus in one league, but I actually played against Brandon McManus in another league. So it always comes out as a wash.
It always ends up working out.
Right? So whatever.
I had a lot of faith with him and Justin or Jaden Daniels mm-hmm. just kind of having a connection. So hopefully me sitting Marvin Harrison Jr. on my bench doesn't come back to bite me. You know, that would stink.
So, last night, 27-18, a 9-point win for the Green Bay Packers. They move to 2-0. The Commanders go to 1-1. Let's take a look around the league and what's coming up this weekend as we prepare you for Sean McDermott coming up here shortly on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. All right, let's take a look at the 1 o'clock games independent of the Bills and Jets. It's the Cleveland Browns at the Baltimore Ravens. Have you seen the quotes or read the quotes or heard the quotes coming out of Cleveland Browns mouths about this game? I mean, apparently Jerry Jeudy's like, what's the challenge of going against the Ravens secondary? He said, no challenge. And then Grant Delpit was asked, he said something, the fact that it's not hard to bring down Derrick Henry or something. It's really weird. Like, what are you doing?
I mean, it's one thing to have confidence, but that's...
It was wild.
That's a little bit more than confidence. That's almost cockiness. And
yeah.
Like, okay.
Now, I will say, the Browns seem to give the Ravens some fits sometimes. Let's go back to last year. 29-24 was one of the scores. And then at the end of the year, they beat them 35-10. They lost. Remember, the Browns beat the Ravens last year, 29-24. That game was in Cleveland. In 2023, gave a 28-3 Ravens win. And then then you have a loss, a 33-31 loss at home. So, I mean, hey, these two teams, you never know. And, of course, you have the history of Cleveland moving to Baltimore. It's Joe Flacco's return to Baltimore, by the way, Sunday.
That's his first time there since?
I think it might be. I'm not sure. They've been talking a lot about it like it is, but I have to go back and look. It might be. I'm not really sure. Maybe not, but he's returning as a division rival. So Browns, Ravens, the loser here goes 0-2 in the AFC North, which is really tough to recover from in that division especially. Jags are at the Bengals. Both teams 1-1. I did not love the way the Bengals played last week. Their offense just was not what we thought, you know, it was going to be. And, hey, give the Browns defense some credit. But, you know, last week, the Bengals win 17-16. And the Browns had a missed extra point in that game, by the way. The Jags, in the meantime, they win 26-10 last week against Carolina. They trade Tank Bigsby this week to the Philadelphia Eagles. Travis Etienne was really good last week. Winner of this game goes to 2-0 and will be in really good position in their respective divisions, the AFC South or the AFC North. Giants are at the Cowboys 0-1 against...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
0-1 here. Lots of calls already for Jackson Dart to start for the New York Giants. Read about Tyrone Tracy, I believe it was kind of calling out the play calling in the goal line situation for the Giants already. So that's become a story in New York, and everything becomes a story even bigger in New York. Dallas Cowboys 0-1 right now. And they actually played pretty well, I thought, against the Eagles. We'll see. 10 days to prepare here for the Giants. I like the Cowboys probably in this game, but the Giants, they don't want to go 0-2. They have a very tough beginning of the schedule, by the way, because after this week, they play the Chiefs, then they play the Chargers. So their first four games, Commanders, Cowboys, Chiefs, Chargers for the New York Giants. Bears are at the Lions. Tough one for the Bears Monday night, but they did what the Bears have kind of done over the last year or so. But the Lions, it's kind of coming into fruition, what people thought about them. You lose both coordinators. It's going to be tough. They only scored 13 points against the Packers last week. Big game in the NFC North here, early season for standings purposes. Long way to go, but Bears-Lions, 1 o'clock on Sunday. Patriots-Dolphins, the winner of this game is going to be 1-1 and tied with the loser. If the Jets were to beat the Bills, I said this earlier, if the Jets were to beat the Bills, right? The Jets would actually be ahead of the Bills in the standings because it's a head-to-head, and then the winner of this game would actually be ahead of the Bills because of their division record. So the 1-1 could matter here for them and to keep pace. Dolphins already having like player-only meetings. They are not in a good spot right now. But neither are the Patriots with the way they played last week. I mean, last week they lose 13-10. Drake May, 30 of 46 for 287 yards. They throw the ball 46 times. They couldn't run the ball. Travion Henderson, 27 yards rushing. Ramondre Stevenson, 15. I mean, Genty wasn't great running the ball either against them. They didn't have a lot of rushing yards. Both teams combined for just over 100 yards on the ground, by the way. Geno Smith threw for 362 against that Patriots defense. So what is Tua going to be able to do? I don't know, because they didn't do anything last week. 33-8 they lose to the Indianapolis Colts. Now it's players only meetings going on. Dolphins are here less than a week. The Bills play another game. They're home against the Miami Dolphins next Thursday night. I'll have to ask Pat Hammer what the long range is for that, by the way, when he comes on. Niners at the Saints. What's the deal with Brock Purdy? He's out multiple weeks now, right? Brock Purdy's going to be out several weeks. Is that what it is? And so is George Kittle, I think. He's going to be out several weeks. But they go to New Orleans, and look, I mean, they're facing a rookie quarterback, Spencer Rattler, and they're going to...
But they also have Mac Jones at their own quarterback position, so...
That's right.
How's that going to go?
No, I agree with you. When was Rattler drafted here? I just want to look here. He was drafted in the fifth round, 150 overall. Second year. I said rookie. His first year really starting, though. It was last year that he was drafted. But fifth round last year. But hey, we'll see. All right, so... Niners at the Saints. Let me get back to my schedule here. That's a 1 o'clock game, actually. Seahawks at the Steelers. Seahawks 0-1 after a loss to the 49ers last week. Steelers looking for a second consecutive win. But, you know, their defense, I saw the stat yesterday by one of the guys I followed that covers the Steelers. If you go back to last year for the Steelers, think about this. Now, they gave up 32 to the Jets yesterday, right? Or last week. 32 to the Jets last week. Go back last year, Steelers gave up, 19, 29, 34, 27, 14, 38, 24. Like, they've given up some points in some games. And, you know, with all that talent on defense, it is getting a little bit older. There's a little bit of concern there in Pittsburgh land and Steeler Nation about that. But Aaron Rodgers, the offense, 34 points last week. They're home for their home opener against the Seahawks. Rams are at the Titans. I was impressed by the Titans, the way they were to... They played the Denver Broncos. The Titans last week were my loser pick in the loser pool, one team to lose. That was the team that I chose. And the Rams, they come out and beat the Texans and did a really nice job on them. And Matthew Stafford, last week, not going to not going to really throw the ball at all during preseason, training camp. Lots of questions. Oh, yeah, 21 of 29, 245 and a touchdown. He's really good. And there are questions. He's older. He's injured. He's got the back issue, whatever, neck. But Matthew Stafford, nice game last week. Tennessee Titans. How did Cam Ward look in his debut? 12 of 28, 112. No touchdowns, no picks. That's what you want. No picks. It's a good encouraging sign for them, but we'll see where they go. We'll get to the 4 o'clock games in a minute. Let's take a timeout. When we come back, we'll hopefully have Sean McDermott for everybody. That way we can spend a little more time with him and not be rushed to a break. We'll do that when we come back here. Sean McDermott coming up after this timeout here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.